everybody. It's Donna Fox coming to you from Akron, Ohio. I'm home from California. So glad to be home, but also glad to have you on the line with me. You're listening to BBS Radio. Akashic Wisdom is the name of the show. And this is the show where we talk about the Akashic Records and how those Akashic Records can really help you. And it is a call-in talk show, so you can call in and ask any questions you like of the Akashic Records. If you're going to call in, you can call dial 888-429-5471. And if you want to email me a question, you can email me at info@ akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. And if you're going to be emailing a question, then please email the question and go ahead and include your current legal name. That'd be great. Okay. All right. Again, 888-429-5471 is that's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. By the way, if you know someone who does not have a computer and wants to just listen, dial in and listen to the show, they can actually dial in to 760-569-7676. And all they have to do is input the access code, and the access code is 192919#. That's 192919#. Okay? All right, great. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing from you tonight and answering your questions. I'd like to share with you that last week when I was in California, I did a lecture for a wonderful group called the it's the Lightworkers Galore, and because of the Lightworkers Galore, for whatever reason, the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records, and I'm happy to share more information about that if you would like to know what that is all about. Well, just kind of a little bit of a beginning here. I access the Akashic Records through a specific sacred prayer. And if you've never listened in, you can find all the information about my work on the BBS radio. If you click on the show, you'll find the information about my work. But there's a new explanation that came forward that when I had my records open, and again, I access the records through a specific sacred prayer, it shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And so I'd like to share with you the new explanation of the Akashic Records. It's not so much that it's new as far as different. It's new just as far as the way it's explained. So the 2012 version of the explanation of the Akashic Records as brought forward through me is the following. The Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, both on this planet and beyond. Every thought, word, and deed is registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. You are connected to this energy both in and out of the density of matter. Therefore, every being that is vibrating to a frequency is a part of the Akashic Record energy. However, we only access the Akashic Records of individuals, animals, or the land that are currently physically present with us on the planet, and only with their specific permission. At the time you make the decision to experience the density of matter as an independent entity, there is a field of energy created to record all your experiences. Most importantly for you today, your soul's agenda, plan, and curriculum is accessible to you through the Akashic Records. This access can assist you in understanding your purpose and life circumstances, as well as offer guidance as to the choices you have available. The Akashic Records information will never tell you what to do. Rather, it will give you all the information you need to make the appropriate decisions in the present. Although your past lives are accessible within the Akashic Record energy, It is your current life circumstances that are of greatest importance. Your choices today affect your tomorrows. Each moment offers you a new choice and a new path. Accessing the Akashic Records helps you understand the impact your choices have on yourself, your life, career, relationships, and your future. The Akashic Records information offers guidance by helping you define what brings you the most joy. From that space, you are offered choices of how to move forward for your highest good based on your current circumstances. It is important to understand you currently make decisions based on the belief system you were raised with or have chosen. These belief systems may or may not serve you. The Akashic Records offer your soul's perspective on your current circumstances, relationships, and choices available. It is then up to you to decide what to do with the information offered. To better understand how the Akashic Records work, think of a divine master search engine that allows your personal information to be accessed through a specific sacred prayer. This prayer, as I mentioned earlier, acts as a vibrational key to allow the information to come forward. When combined with your current legal name and your question, the file is located and the answer is transmitted to either the Akashic Records consultant or you. If you know how to open your own records, you've been to a class that I teach, then you would be able to get that transmission, that information. What's important here for you folks to remember is that the energy of your answer is in the vibration and intention of your question. It's a very important key in this particular explanation. In fact, in my work with the Akashic Records, it's very important that you understand that the energy of your answer to the question you have for the Akashic Records is in the vibration and the intention of your question. The healing energy of the Akashic Records offers you the opportunity to experience love in its most profound state of being. It holds all your possibilities for joy, success, love, health, wealth, and happiness, etc. This beautiful, magnificent energy is the repository of all that you are, all that you are not, and all that you are yet to be. And, if you choose, can teach you to truly love yourself without judgment. And so that, my friends, is the way we're going to start this program out. We're going to talk about whatever it is you would like to talk about. It's right now. It's May 6th, day after Cinco de Mayo. We're almost at the half-year point of when we move forward onto our next adventure of 2013, 6 months away. Now, what I would like to share with you is in the Jewish faith, there is a thing called the counting of the Omer. And it is a time that from the time of Passover until the time of Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah is when we mark the time when the Torah, or the Old Testament, was given to Moses on Mount Sinai. And each day for between now and September has its own meaning, has its own vibration, if you will. And I want you to understand that it's not just about being Jewish. It's about really understanding that each day from now, and we're going to go beyond September, we're going to go from now until the end of 2012, will have its own vibration that's specific to you. And the recommendation from the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records are that you move into your higher place, your higher knowing for yourself. And each day, move into a space of moving out of your comfort zone and into a place of excitement by trying something new, by expanding yourself, by loving yourself more, by experimenting with something that you hadn't experimented with. It's important that this time in your life, in preparation for the end of 2012, be one of great mindfulness. And the mindfulness needs to be on the individual, because when we place our mindfulness on our own personal growth, we then, as a collective, move to a higher level of knowing and being. And that's what the ascension or the coming of 2013 or 12 is all about. This year is about moving in to the highest of the high that you know how to be. It's not about right or wrong. It's not about good or bad. It's about what is the highest within you that you can bring forward for that particular day. It's not about even for the whole rest of the year. It's about taking your life on a day-to-day basis and moving into a greater aspect of love, greater aspect of love of self, greater aspect of receiving, greater aspect of being willing to know. So when we work on ourselves, we have to ask, what am I willing to know today about how I can move into my own personal growth? What am I willing to know today of how I can move deeper, more expansively, into my own personal growth? And you know, there's many of us that we have our own ideas of what personal growth is. And so whatever your definition of personal growth is what you need to look at. What is your definition of personal growth? How does it manifest in your life? What is it that you want to accomplish that is within your grasp? Now, there's nothing wrong with thinking out of the box. There's nothing wrong with having dreams. Your life can change in an instant. But the reality is that you will want to be able to work backwards from your goal, backwards. So if I want X, I have to create the action steps to get there. So what are your action steps to move closer to who you truly are? And you know, the beautiful part about that is that you don't even have to know who you truly are to start on the journey of learning. Because each day offers you choices. Each day you make a decision of, I like this, I don't like that. I want this, I don't want that. This makes me feel good, this does not. And so as you move forward, making a decision on what makes you feel good about you, and you've heard me say this many times if you listen to the show, that it's really about you making your choices. Now, here in Ohio, we have a beautiful full moon, and I can't imagine that you don't have a beautiful full moon where you're at as well, because we're sharing the same sky. Although I know that in California it's only 8:15, and it may not be dark yet, but I've got a beautiful full moon right outside. So what is that energy bringing to you today? What is it that you deeply want to know about your life? And maybe that's the reason you want to call in today, to ask that burning question of what you really want to know about your life and how your life works. And if that's a burning question you'd like to have, that's great. Please call 888-429-5471. And ask the question. 888-429-5471. So if you're curious, what is there about your life that you so deeply want to know about? What is your ultimate curiosity about how life works that you would like to ask? Now, the masters, teachers, and loved ones are beautiful, exquisite, high vibrational beings that bring forth this information. And as you know, everything vibrates at a frequency and a vibration here on planet Earth. And everything, as it vibrates, every thought, word, and deed has a vibration. And when you activate that, that vibration then moves into the repository of the etheric. And that then gets stored away, ready for your information or input at a later date. So there is a reason and purpose for everything that we do and everything we don't do. Every step we take gets us closer to our own deep information if we allow it. It's really about allowing ourselves to emerge and questioning ourselves about why certain things have happened in our life and how, in many cases, we can make peace or have to make peace with it. So that's what we talk about tonight. That's what is here for you. That's what you have the opportunity to dial in and ask about. This is a treasure trove of information for you. And it's yours for the asking. There is no charge for this, folks. There's no charge for the show. You can call in and ask anything you like. The interesting thing about the Akashic Records is it has to do with your personal growth and what you need to know today about you. And all the masters, teachers, and loved ones, all I need to do is to plug in your current legal name. Now, if you call on the phone, we're certainly not going to mention your current legal name. But your vibration on the other end of the phone is enough to get us to a good part of the records where we can get your answers for you. So I encourage you to call in, or maybe you want to email a question. And you can email a question to info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom, just like the show, .com. And we encourage you to do so. We encourage you to go ahead and move forward and call in with that one question, that burning question that you've always wanted to know. Or maybe it's not even about your life. Maybe it's just about how life works here on planet Earth. Maybe you're just curious about how things are created or how things are figured out. But it doesn't hurt to ask, now does it? It certainly does not. So do consider to call in at 888-429-5471. Hello, we've got a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. My name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Where are you calling from?
Monroe, New York.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Monroe, New York.
Monroe, New York. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I'm trying to understand why I'm living the life I live now. I really don't like it, and I don't know how to change it. And I feel
okay,
like
so tell me a little bit about how you're what life you're living that you don't like.
Well, I'm a hoarder.
Okay, and what kind of things do you hoard?
No, not garbage or anything like that, just personal possessions.
Well, like what?
Books.
Okay.
Clothes, things for the house.
Books and what else?
Furniture.
Clothes, things for the house, yes, what else?
Furniture, everything.
Okay.
Tools.
And so
I have too much of everything, and I don't understand why I do this.
When did this, was this always the way it is, or did it just start, like, in the last few years, the last few months, or what?
About 10 years ago.
Okay, and what happened in 10 years ago, then?
I have problems with my marriage.
Are you still married?
No, my husband passed away.
I'm sorry. How long ago?
4 years ago.
Okay. And did the hoarding get worse after he left? After you passed?
I would think so, because I can't deal with his stuff. Now I'm left with everything that he's left, and I don't know how to let go of that.
And so here's one of the things that's coming forward, Debbie, is about feeling out of control. That's kind of where you're at right now, correct?
Totally out of control and overwhelmed.
Right. And so if you could have it any way you wanted it, how would it be? What is your desire?
Nice and clean, you know, like lots of space, lots of room.
Okay.
Organized.
All right.
I was always a very organized person, and I'm a neat person, but with all this stuff, it's hard to be, neat and organized when you can't move.
And what happens when you try to throw something away or give it away? What happens inside of you?
Well, it's hard for me to just throw things away. I would rather see them used, either give them to someone else, donated to a charity. I can't just throw things away that, are still useful.
Okay. And so have you had anybody come over to help you?
No, I'm totally isolated because of this problem. I've shut out everyone in my life.
Do you have children or family at all?
No.
Just you? Do you have any friends?
No.
So you have no friends? And you have no family.
Totally isolated.
In other words, you don't have friends, or have you just pulled away from your family?
I've just pulled away from everyone because I don't want them to feel sorry for me, or I don't want them to feel like they have to help me. I don't want to be a burden on anyone.
Okay.
And I don't understand why I live like this, because it's clearly not what I want, but I feel like maybe something happened, in a past life that's causing me to be like this. I don't understand it.
Well, actually, it happened in this lifetime. Now, in other words, it's not that I can't access past lives, but it's this lifetime. The first thing that they're showing me, or actually, I'm hearing, is that something happened between the ages of 8 and 10 that caused you to feel trapped and out of control. Like you didn't have a voice, like you couldn't speak your truth. Can you identify with that?
you know, nothing stands out, but I, you know, I was raised by my mother when she got divorced. I was really raised by my brother because my mother had to work.
And how old were you when your mom got divorced?
I would think maybe four or five.
So you were very young.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said you were very young.
Yes.
Yeah, and how old was your brother?
He was 7 years older than me.
Okay.
And he pretty much took care of me because my mother had to work. She worked nights, so she would leave it in the afternoon. And when I got home from school, he would pretty much take care of me.
From what age?
I would say from the time I was in school.
So when you were like five or six years old? Is that when she went to work?
But yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so at that time he was 12?
Yeah. Well, I always remember her working, so I'm not sure when she started. I would assume, I think she wanted to work before she got divorced, and that was the cause of it. Because my father didn't want her to work. He wanted her to stay home.
Were you at all involved with your father?
I would just see him once a week. When he came, you know, he'd stop by for a few minutes after work.
But did you ever have a real relationship with your dad?
No, not really.
Because?
Not that I remember.
Well, if you had a relationship, I'm sure you would have remembered it, right?
Yeah.
What about when you got older?
Pretty distant. I would just see him when he came to, you know, drop off money from my mother, and that was it.
But I'm saying after you got to be an adult, after you graduated high school, did you ever want to see him, or did he ever see you?
I would see him. I was friendly. You know, we got along and everything, but it just wasn't, you know, since he remarried and had another family, you know, he pretty much stayed separate from us, you know.
And is your mom still alive or is she gone?
Oh, no, she passed away a long time ago.
How old were you?
In fact, 35 when she passed away. I'm 58 now.
Okay, so that was a while. Okay, but you were already grown when she passed.
Yeah.
So here's what needs to... When the master's teachers in Loveland said that you were between 8 and 10 years old, that would have put your brother, okay, between 15 and 17. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And what's coming up here is there was a point where you felt stifled, that you couldn't speak your truth. Do you remember maybe it was a relationship or something your brother said, or do you remember anything like that?
I just felt that I was like a burden on him because he couldn't really, have friends of his own. Because he always had to take me along with him. And, you know, I felt like I was, interfering with his life. That was
okay.
As I got older, you know.
And is he still here, your brother?
No, he passed away 3 years ago.
And so he died right around when your husband died?
Yeah, right after.
You've had a tough life, huh? Like all your support system left, right?
Now when I think about it, I have.
Yeah. And so the idea
and
here is...
And I miss that. I miss family.
Sure, of course. So do you have any nieces or nephews at all?
Yeah, but I'm not in touch with them. I don't even know them.
Did you know them as a child or not?
Well, one nephew, but no one knows where he is. he's in his 30s now, and I knew him when he was, I used to take care of him when he was a baby, but lost track of him when he was about 10 years old. He moved to the West Coast with his mother, and, you know, we lost contact.
Well, the question here is that, or the comment that, or here's what you want, here's what they're saying to you. There's a part of you that feels totally out of control and overwhelmed because of the stuff. The challenge here is you deciding what you want to keep and what you want to give away. If you had a place to give things away, are you willing to give them away?
Definitely.
You are? Okay. And
yes.
You have a computer, right?
Yes.
And you live in New York, correct?
Yes.
There is a... now, do you have any homeless shelters or shelters where people start their lives over again?
I don't know of any, but I'm sure there's some in the county. Yeah.
And if you were to Google, let's say, homeless shelters in Monroe, New York?
Yeah, it would probably
what?
Give me a list of, you know, I would probably get a list of what's closest, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you think that's what I should do?
Well, that's part of what you should do. There's also a thing called FreeCycle.
Okay.
FreeCycle is about you can find that on online too. Just Google FreeCycle.com.
Okay.
And for example, I'm in front of my computer and I put up Monroe County, New York homeless shelters. And there are there's that you can do Monroe County. There are there's information there for you.
Oh, great! Okay.
Okay. It says, "Welcome to my Monroe County, New York homeless shelters page. Below are all the homeless shelters in Monroe County, and then there for whatever reason is that you have food banks. There are freebies. Add your shelter homeless news, website owners, helping the needy. There's a shelter for homeless men, rescue dogs, etc." And the thing is that there are places where you can donate your things to churches. Like if you do, are there? You can look up Unity Churches, or you can look up. There may be some, what's coming forward is a battered woman shelter.
Okay.
You know, women who have been hit, you know what I'm talking about, right?
And they just take everything? They'll take...
Well, I don't know what they'll take. I don't know what they'll take, but you have to organize it. You can't just have them come in and, in other words, like you have to decide what you want them to take and what you don't want them to take. You have to separate that.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm sorry?
I understand, yeah.
Yeah. And the idea here is, but there's people who are just starting their home again after being in the shelter. They probably have kids or... do you live near Rochester, New York?
Well, I'm in Orange County.
In Orange County?
Yeah, I think Rochester's further upstate.
Well, I don't know because I'm in Ohio. Okay. I'm just.
Yeah, I think Rochester's pretty far.
What'd you say?
I think Rochester's pretty far, but I can do whatever you said for Orange County.
Well, yeah, there's a women's shelter in New York. And I'm sure that if you were to, there's something in Newburgh, New York, there's a thing called, but I don't know if it's called Newburgh. Safe Homes of Orange County. but I don't know if that's Orange County, California, or Orange County, New York. Okay.
No, Newburgh is Orange County, New York.
Well, all you have to do is put that into your computer, okay, and it'll show you things. It's got a area code of 845. Yeah, Newburgh, New York. It's called Safe Homes of Orange County.
Oh, thank you.
But here's what's important for you to understand, Deb, is that the reason you have collected all the stuff is because you're replacing your family with your stuff. It's like you're keep creating a nest around you for safety.
But why would I want to do that? I would much rather have family and friends.
Well, then if that's your true desire right now, then being able to release what you currently have, and it's about separating what you want to be able to release and what you want people to be able to be out of service. If you want to release that, then it's about separating it.
Okay.
All right. Now, here's one thing that the master's teachers and loved ones would like you to know. When you're sorting, it's either a yes or a no. Yes, you're going to keep it. No, you're not. If you hesitate, it's got to go.
Oh, okay.
So if you're saying, you pick up an item, yes, I want that. You pick up another item, no, I don't want that. You pick up another item and you go, well, I'm not sure. If there's any indecisiveness, it goes.
Yeah, well, I'll always say, you know, maybe I can use this in the future.
Well, no, it's not about, no. The idea here is
okay.
The reality is that there you will not, the idea is allowing someone else to use it now and you worrying about the future when it comes.
Okay.
Because there's only so many things you need. There's only one of you, right?
Yeah.
So basically, you know, if you think about the different things that you would need, you allow yourself 10 dishes. Gives you enough to, you know, for a week's worth of dishes and 3 extra. Or 10 people come over. Yeah. Make it 12 if you want. 12 dishes, 12 cups, a service for 12.
Yeah.
And beyond that, you don't need any more dishes, right?
No, right now I only need one.
Well, that's right. So, but I'm saying is give yourself boundaries. Okay, so I'm going to keep this number of this, and everything else I'm going to be able to donate to people who can use it.
Okay.
Now, the other piece is that, now are you on any kind of health insurance? Do you have health insurance?
Medicare.
Okay. So Medicare allows mental health, correct?
I'm not sure.
Well, it does. Trust me on that one.
I think it does.
Yeah, it does. I want you to go up and I'm just looking for something here. I want you to go up to Hoarder Therapy. Got to write this down. Will you write this down, please?
Okay. Hold on a second.
You should have been writing all this down because this is about helping you.
Okay. I'm ready.
So it's Hoarder Therapy, Orange County, New York. Okay.
I had no idea there was one in Orange County, New York.
Well, I don't either. I don't know that either. But you're going to find out now, aren't you?
There are
therapists everywhere, okay? There's Orange County Summit on hoarding. There's psychotherapists in Orange County. And there's the Orange County psychotherapist counselors. Okay? And it says hoarding, cleanup, help. Help for hoarders. It's and the website is OCFFoundation.org. And it's
OCF Foundation?
Yep. Hoarding Cleanup National Directory, and it also has the Orange County, New York, in there.
Okay, thank you.
And there's support groups, and they have, it's 1-800-Hoarders.com. It's about hoarding and decluttering specialists. Those people are in California, but there's places for you to go and look at and find.
Okay.
Okay. And it's Hoarding Cleanup National Directory.
Oh, great. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So this is about you helping
help.
You. I'm sorry, what?
I really appreciate your help.
Oh, you're quite welcome, dear. But it's always about you helping you. You know that? But you have to be ready to let things go. And if you're not ready, then you need to do some journaling about why you're not ready. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Will you keep in touch and let me know how things go?
Yes, I will.
All right. I appreciate that. Have you listened to the show before?
No, this is my first time. I felt like I was just drawn to your site.
Drawn for a reason. Well, I'm so glad that you called, Deb. And if you would like to be on my mailing list, you can certainly email me at info@akashicwisdom.com.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, dear. You have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, the idea of hoarding is something I'm familiar with, but it's a deep issue that it needs to be able to be examined, not just with one phone call. But the reality here is once you start, you can really get all the help you need, and it's all there on the internet, and you can find out what you need and the people that are there to help you. Because what happens with hoarders is that they live a life of shame, not wanting people to see how they're living. And so instead, once you've made up your mind that you're ready to move forward, it's time to start separating your stuff or asking for help, to ask people to help you separate your stuff. And there's plenty of places you can give away, donate, people that want it, need it. And again, FreeCycle, FreeCycle.com has FreeCycle programs across the United States. It's where people give away what they no longer want to somebody who does want it. So it doesn't have to end up in a landfill. So FreeCycle.com, or actually I think it's FreeCycle.org. But do try that and call churches, homeless shelters, battered women shelters. All of those places are information places where you want to be able to donate your things. Naturally, Salvation Army various groups that are looking to help people reestablish themselves. So hopefully that was helpful. Thank you again, Deb, for calling in and sharing your story. We'll send lots of light, blessings, and good energy to you. Now, we have a question here from Marie. Marie is wondering where my true spiritual family of source originates from and what is my main life purpose. Okay, so Marie, first of all, it's interesting. It says your true spiritual family of the source originates from. Well, it's interesting because you have a combination of originating areas, and that would be the Pleiades and Sirius. Now, that's not Sirius satellite radio, by the way. There's a Sirian connection, and there's a Pleiadian connection, which is rather interesting. And what's important, though, is where is your heart now? What is your deep heart's desire to accomplish and complete? So if you were to sit there and think, what do I truly want to do? Who do I truly want to be? It's less about being right and more about being happy. Because when you're happy, you are automatically right. It's not about right or wrong. So your main purpose in life is about helping you be happy and feel joyful with your life. Now, I would love for you to call in the show, but obviously it must be, if you're looking to call in the show, you can do that right now. The lines are open. And remember, you can dial in at 888-429-5471. You can also dial another number was 530-513-6472. But the 800 number is available in the U.S. or Canada. Now, the master's teachers and loved ones are less, let me just get this right, are less concerned with your purpose and more concerned with your happiness. The reason for that is that there is no one or nothing that can tell you what to do that you will follow. Because up to this point, your life has been about being right, and you have felt very ostracized. It's almost like you feel like what I'm hearing is that you have been feeling that you've been on the outside looking in since you were able to be conscious on this planet. It's like, why was I born into the family I was born into? Why do I feel so different than everyone else? That's what I'm hearing. And so it's really about you becoming comfortable with you. You came here for a reason, and part of that reason was for you to understand the human condition and answer your own questions about how things work. So what does that mean? That means that the different challenges in your life were put there because it was up to you to actually figure things out. What I'm hearing is that in your family, you were the responsible one to figure everything out. Everyone always came to you, and you were very, very concerned about being right. And they're showing me having everything perfect, almost like, and they're using the words having all your ducks in a row. And so it's really important, Marie, that you now at this stage in your life let go of the idea of being perfect and embrace the idea of being happy. Embrace the idea of feeling joyful and wanting and really documenting what would bring you joy. Now, your spiritual family of origin that you asked about, you can find those people all over the place, but you have to identify and vibrate and align with them. I'm also hearing that by going to either a Unity Church, Unitarian Universalist Church, some type of gathering where there is non-judgment and where spirituality is more prone than is more important than the name you call God. Now, the Unitarian Universalist Church is much more less about specific deities and much more about divine spirit. And so, at least in my experience, and the Unity Churches honor Jesus and Christ in a way a more of a from a brother point of view. But if you're looking for something that is less dogma based and more heart based from a non-judgmental point of view, then Unitarian Universalist would be possibly something you wanted to explore. There's a connection with the divine that's missing here. And it's not that this is your fault. What's meant by the word missing means that you're feeling disconnected from the divine. It has nothing to do with truth, because quite frankly, you are very much connected to the divine. And it's only your perception of not feeling connected that makes it hard for you to move into your center. So if you would like to email me feedback on what's been said, that would be great. The other piece here is that meditating on the star formation of the seven sisters, which is the Pleiadian seven sisters, would be helpful for you. Maybe you can get a picture of it. Maybe you can just allow yourself to just look at the picture and move into an alignment with the divine by moving into your heart and allowing whatever thoughts to come to you without judgment, and just write them down. It's about activating your memory. Activating your light. So hopefully that was helpful. And if you have more questions, again, please email info@akashicwisdom.com with more questions. That would be great. Last week we were at Lori Rayon Anderson's, and that was great. I want to send a big thank you out to her again. She's going to be on another radio show, the Jennifer McLean show, and that is, I'm not sure the name of that program, but if you just Google Jennifer McLean, I think it's Healing with the Masters. There you go. It's Healing with the Masters with Jennifer McLean, and Lori's going to be on that show on the 24th of May. So that's important. It's important work that we're all doing. It's important to embrace our love as well as embracing our fear. You do control your vibration. And it's really important to be very clear about what embracing your fear and your the love too, because when you embrace your fear, it actually loses its power. So I want you to think about that. Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's getting to be very close to the end of Akashic Wisdom. Let me give you some of my contact information. Again, my name is Donna Fox. You're listening to Akashic Wisdom on bbsradio.com. My personal telephone number to call for a consultation, because I do individual telephone consultations as well as I teach classes, you can call me at 216-691-1233, and that you can call me whatever time zone you're in, because if I'm not here to answer the phone, it'll go right to voicemail, no problem. Also, for those people who are interested in learning how to access their own Akashic records, I'm going to be offering a workshop here in Akron, Ohio, and that's going to be on the 22nd, the 23rd, and 24th of June. We have an airport that's 20 minutes away from my apartment, and we're going to have a wonderful time. It's going to be a 3-day class. And that is a level one. It's going to be expanded to 3 days because to give you plenty of time to be able to work in your records. And we have a caller. Hello, caller. Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Who is this?
Yeah, my name's John Quinn. I'm calling from San Diego, California.
Oh, John Quinn. I was just in San Diego last week.
Oh, really?
Yes, I was. How are
nice
you?
Weather.
Yeah, beautiful weather, huh? So how can I help you tonight, John Quinn?
Yeah, my question was, like, my whole life I've always believed in God and Jesus, but for going to church, I've never really been into that, and I was just wondering why. Like, my wife, she's totally Catholic, and I tried to go through the church and sit in Mass every Sunday, but it just didn't seem right. I don't know why, because I just didn't really believe how they were preaching to us, I guess. But still I feel really spiritual with Jesus and God, but I just don't like going to church, and I just wonder if that's okay or if there's something.
Well, first of all, it's definitely okay.
Like,
well, first of all, you have to understand, John, is that organized religion in the very, 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 very beginning, organized religion began to control human beings.
Yeah, my feeling is, like, there's so many different religions and there's so many contradictives that I just don't want to go to a church because I don't know which one is right or if any of them is right, and it's just believing in, you know, God. And I was always like I'd pray to myself, like, can you tell me which one is the right church if I should go to church? But I never really felt
well,
like
that's because there's not one that is right.
Yeah.
There is no right church. And the reason why it's not...
I mean, I feel like they all have a little... No, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I always felt like all the churches had like a little... They're all right in a way, but I feel like they always have their own agenda or something. So I don't know. It's just how I felt. I don't know why, but
well, hey, you're absolutely right. They all have their
yeah.
own agendas. The reason they have their own agendas is because they're all man-made. The reality of the divine is love. The only truth that there is love.
Yeah, like for the past 6 months or 8 months, I've been, like, reading other stuff, like, as long as you love everybody and you try to, you know, like, you know, you don't walk around judging people right off the bat just by their looks or how they're acting, or you're just kind of, like, supposed to love everybody. And
correct.
I've been trying to do that, too. It's kind of hard for me because some people have... You know, I still kind of judge a little bit in my mind, but I notice since I've been trying to not judge anybody and just try to love everybody, that seems to be working too.
Right. Go ahead. No, I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was.
Hello?
Yeah, I was finished. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can't hear you now, but you just kind of went out on me for a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. What's important to understand is that the idea of sin has been totally mistranslated. Because here's what I'm hearing going to tell you. It's when I speak from the masters, teachers, and loved ones, it's like speaking to the divine. But hear this logic, and you'll understand. You have children?
Yeah, I have three.
Okay. So, John, can you imagine...
And I've had this...
What?
Yeah, and, like, my kids and my wife, we've discussed, like, this, too. My wife used to get irritated with me because she dislikes the Catholic Church, but she kind of listens now about So I'm not trying to change her how she believes. I'm just trying to tell her what goes through my mind. And then my kids, they kind of like believe, are they're interested, or they kind of believe like how I'm thinking, or they're thinking about what my questions are too. But we let them decide how they, you know, they want to believe. Like, we didn't, like, push any, my wife didn't push a religion on them or anything, but
Right. He still told. But so, John, think about this. What could your children possibly do that would make you want to have them suffer and be tortured for eternity?
Nothing. I would never want that.
Of course not. Now, you're a human being, yeah. And you don't want that for your children. You would never want your child to be hurt, correct? No matter what
correct.
They did, correct?
How can a God
that is supposed to be a loving God create a place like hell?
Exactly.
And so the reality here is that the religions of the are typically fear-based to control people. And the reality is that when you live by the rule of love, you don't need to control, because as long as I love you and you love me, I would never want to hurt you.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, because that's the same thing. This whole thing, like they say, people go to hell. For even the slightest little thing, and it's kind of hard for me to imagine somebody going into what they describe as hell for
correct.
Doing something so small. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well,
that's why I had a hard time believing it.
If a child is not baptized in some religions, then they automatically go to some place called limbo. What is that about? In other words, like God creates all that we have. We are then stewards of all that we see, and our job is to learn how to be happy within our bodies. And because when we are learn how to be happy and joyful within ourselves, and learn how to love ourselves, we automatically will love our fellow person. And that in itself will honor God. Does that mean you'll never get angry? No, of course. Angry is an emotion that humans have. It's what we signed on for, to realize and to learn more about how to be human. But the reality is that organized religions are there to support control, not to honor God. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Well, I've also been hearing lately through different sources that everybody is God, and it's God breaking himself down into everything because he's bored of knowing everything. So he puts himself, like we're all God, living our own reality. Or I don't know. I've been hearing.
That's true. Have you read anything called Conversations with God?
No, I haven't. I haven't read that one.
All right, please write this down.
Need a pen. Sorry, I'm just looking. I should have had a pen and paper ready.
That's right.
Do you have the pen out here? Okay, I have it.
Okay, so you want the name of the book is Conversations with God, Book 1.
Conversations with God, Book 1.
And it's by Neal, N-E-A-L. This is the author, N-E-A-L. Middle name is Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D. And the last name is Walsh. And I think it's W-A-L-S-H, I think. But Conversations with God, Book 1, is what you want to read.
Okay, I got it.
And then you also want to look and read information by Esther Hicks, H-I-C-K-S.
Sorry, what was that again? Esther Hicks?
Esther Hicks, H-I-C-K-S. And the first book is Ask and It Is Given. Ask and It Is Given.
Oh, okay.
And there is another book by another author by the name of Sanaya Roman. It's S-A-N-A-Y-A. S-A-N-A-Y-A. Roman. R-O-M-A-N. And she has a book about opening opening to joy. Something about joy. And there's also there's another book that she has called Personal Power Through Awareness. And you can find all of these books I just gave you. If you go up to Half Price Books, or, you know, you can get them used on Amazon.com. You can probably get them, you know, at the library if you ask the library to get them for you.
Okay.
And so it doesn't have to cost you a fortune, but those three books are going to be very helpful for you to understand how God works and how the divine works in our lives.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll be interested in reading that.
And so, and please keep, have you listened to the program before, or was this your first time?
Well, yeah, I usually listen to Brooke Agnew.
Okay.
I think it's the one just before this one.
Correct.
Yeah. I just started listening like a few weeks ago. I was only listening to his program, but I had time to listen to the next program that came on, so I was...
Well, that's great. I'm so glad you listened today, and I hope this has been helpful.
Oh, yes, yeah, it's been real helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we have to close for tonight, but I want to thank you. And again, my email address, if you want to get on my email address, you know, my email...
it's on your website. I think I...
It's info@akashicwisdom.com.
Yeah, I went to the website to get the number.
Well, it's info@akashicwisdom.com. If you email me your information, I'll be happy to put you on our email list, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, well, try those books, and will you call me back and let me know how you liked them?
Yes, I will.
I really interested in what you thought about them, okay? And when you're ready, you might want to even share them with your wife. Read them first, though.
Well, she's open minded.
Well, that's great. That's great. So remember, God is all about love and non-judgment. But read those books, and it's a good place to start. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. It really meant a lot. And you enjoy that beautiful weather there in San Diego.
Okay, thank you.
San Diego is one of my favorite places to be, and I come to San Diego and teach classes, about three times a year. So definitely let me know what your contact information is through email, and so I'll let you know the next time I'm coming, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because maybe you'd like to hear a lecture or take a class or something.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll give you the information on the email.
Great. All right, John. Well, you have a great day. Thank you so much, and I'll look forward to hearing from you.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Have a good evening. Bye bye. Bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to close here our Akashic Wisdom show for the evening. We really want to thank Deb from New York and John from California for calling in. Your calls are so important to the show because it's your calls that make it really, really the richness of what we do. So, again, my telephone number, if you want to call me privately, is 216 691-1233. And my email address is info@akashicwisdom.com. Again, this is Donna Fox saying thank you so much for listening. I love you all. And we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. Oh, and we all want to thank, also want to thank Marie for emailing her question. And so I want to thank you all for all your wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Have a great evening, everyone, and a miracle-filled week. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.